string. Kevin Love backs out.
The bottom! Trap Carrier!
Kevin Love, weak side rebound. And a chance for the one and goal. It's LeBron James and a rim record! Korver sends it.
Got it! He hit it from Parma!
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
We are coming to you from the newly named Fred McLeod TV studio and media workroom inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. This is Cavs HQ. I'm John alongside Rafa, and appropriately, the organization has named this fantastic studio after Fred McLeod, and we know he's going to be with us for each and every show. He's going to be with us for each and every season as we move forward.
And I couldn't wait to get this show going because it was going to be our first one from not only it's part of the transformation, what went on in this workroom, in this studio. And I guess it's the little pressure that Freddie Mac is always going to be watching over us, yeah, how we're making his studio look, you know?
You better make him proud.
This is somewhere where he was always here talking to the coach, right, talking to players. So it's our job and our duty to make sure that we carry on that search of perfection that Freddie McLeod was always known for.
Because we know that's exactly
what he would have wanted.
Exactly what he would have wanted. We miss you, buddy, and we continue to carry on. Cavaliers have game number one of the preseason in the books. They knock off San Lorenzo by the final of 120-89. You became quite close with this San Lorenzo. I was going to ask you this. So let's back up for a second. Mm-hmm. First of all, this team, they're from Argentina.
Correct.
Buenos Aires. They got in on Tuesday of last week, 6 days prior to the game day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you started hanging out with the team and became the de facto ambassador. Did somebody ask you to do that?
Or
did
No.
You just went up to them and suddenly you're best buddies within 6 days?
Well, just to
you guys are exchanging gifts game time.
Just to give you a little background, it wasn't just a preseason game that was played the other day here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It is part of the initiative that the Cavaliers and the league have in trying to not only grow the game of basketball in Latin America now that the game has been so global, but trying to create alliances outside of
course,
the United States
and NBA,
trying to
right.
give a little exposure to our guys and also to help the Argentina. And the reason San Lorenzo de Almagro was chosen is because they are the current four-time champions of the Argentinian
top
league,
right?
And by default, me speaking Spanish and you know, being a friendly guy, I guess.
You are, yes.
I was offered the opportunity
to make
contact with them, and then that was Tuesday.
Somebody did tell you to do
somebody
that?
Somebody asked me if I could come in.
Okay.
And so I came in, and I met the guy. They turned out to be really nice guys.
Yeah.
And their vice president, Marcelo Tinelli, who is the most popular person in Latin America, probably in what entertainment is about.
Outside of.
I follow him on Twitter for years. Okay. And, of course, I figured, hey, you know what? Let me go say hello to Marcelo myself.
All right.
So
was he happy to see you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He actually was very happy and very, very candid. For a person that is in
said,
the
get the heck out of here.
Well, you know, you never know what to expect when you think you know somebody from TV and then you meet him in person.
Right. Hmm? Right.
So,
I agree.
Like, they turn out to be really nice guys and they really enjoy my hosting of showing them. I show them Cleveland and also the Cavaliers organization.
That's what I was laughing about. By Saturday, you were going out to dinner.
Yes.
You took them.
We went to Barroco and Juan Vergara, thank you so much. He treated us like kings, brought every item in the menu on the table. And I kept saying, where is John Michael when I need him?
Yeah, well, you didn't invite me.
Well,
you found some new friends.
You were busy.
Supplanted the Michaels.
Well, you know what I didn't bring you?
No.
That was the only night that I didn't have to translate because it was everybody speaking Spanish at Barroco speaking Spanish. So it was kind of like my break from translating all week. But it was a very great experience, very awesome experience.
Hey, and they represented themselves well. They had a 3-point lead, did San Lorenzo after the first quarter. Cavs got hot in the second quarter and rolled from there. But, you know, hey, a nice effort. It was a nice exhibition game all the way around. I mean, Cavs got through unscathed, nobody injured.
I'll tell you what happened.
Did the job from the second quarter on. Go ahead.
My sources informed me after the first quarter, the NBA League Pass signal went off at the Vatican, So
tell the background.
You know, it's a social club. San Lorenzo de Almagro is a social club. They have all kinds of sports, but Pope Francis is a member from his youth of the athletic club, Atletico San Lorenzo. So he has a membership card, and he welcomes all the teams from San Lorenzo that win a championship. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure there was some divine intervention for San Lorenzo.
They needed more.
In the first quarter.
Yeah, they went in the first quarter. In the first quarter alone.
A little more than that.
Yeah, AC and I said hi to the Pope, just in case he was just in case he was tuning in from the Vatican. We have a lot to get to. Campy Russell's our featured guest here in the first half of the show. He's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
Batista running the lane, bedded in the lane, bobbled and saved in, but right to the Cavaliers by Gonzalez. They get it down the floor to Porter, who hammered it home with two hands. Boy, Kevin Porter Jr., he's going to bring some oohs and ahs
here
at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse this season.
He's got it.
He's dynamic.
And we're back on Cavs HQ, joined now by our featured guest, none other than Campy Russell. Camp, good to see you.
I do the background music.
He's already a Michigan guy here. He's already vocal as well. You know what's interesting? He's not a Michigan guy. He just likes to provoke our viewing audience. As
that's not true.
Is he from Michigan? Did he attend Michigan?
But
he just provoked.
Don't necessarily have to go to Michigan.
It's okay for you.
No, that's okay for him.
Oh, it is.
You know, we take on all comers.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have to be an alum to Michigan.
I understand that. I'm not saying you are.
I like the
helmets. I'm just saying you're more provoking than anything else.
Provoking.
You guys are feeling a lot better now that the new head coach, John Beilein, just spent the last 12 seasons at your alma mater.
Yes.
Interesting Camp Beilein thus far, hasn't it been?
It definitely has, and I think it's as advertised. When we brought Coach Beilein on, the things that we talked about is how good of a coach he is, number one, and how he is a detailed guy and how he believes in the fundamentals of basketball, how he deals with the younger players as well as our older players or veteran players. And as advertised, he's done exactly that. He's come in and has put in his system, or at least getting his system started. It is a system that allows everybody to be engaged into the game, which I think is a beautiful thing on both ends of the court. So Coach Beilein has done an outstanding job, and now he's just trying to get his system in place and go from there.
And you know what? I like the fact that nobody is exempt of his teaching, of his direction. He's talking to veterans, like you said. He's talking to the young guys. And bottom line is, we have heard so much talk about this whole transition, about the culture of the Cavaliers, about what Coach Beilein and our general manager, Kobe Allman, wants to accomplish with a squad, not for this season only, but as we move forward. And I think we've seen it so far. This is the guy who has a lot of energy, who is really always willing to teach something to whoever is that is handling in practice, that is touching the ball or making a mistake or trying to learn something. And I think that's very healthy to see how everybody's buying into the program, because it's something that everybody's developing some part of their game.
And there's no question, you know, and to me, the game is still about fundamentals. The game is still about effort. The game is still about, you know, playing as a team. And that is what Coach Beilein is about, is having everybody playing as a team and all on the same page. And those are the things that he's trying to work to get within his system, is to get everybody on the same page. And once that happens, then that gives you a greater opportunity to win basketball games. And to me, I think the game's still about trying to win basketball games.
That offense of John Beilein is predicated upon ball movement, player movement, read and react, a lot of cutting, a lot of dribble handoffs. And boy, in preseason game number one, how many back doors did we see Cavaliers coming wide open along that baseline?
And again, that's just the beauty of playing Coach Beilein's style of play, is the spacing is there, the ball movement is there, the body movement is there, all those elements are there. Now it's just a matter of this Cavalier team getting to the point where they're not thinking about it, but they're reacting. Because once you stop thinking and just react, that's when the beauty of basketball shows up. And to me, that is what Coach Beilein is trying to do, is to impart that attitude into them every single day so that they can get it, and then they take off from there.
John Beilein has said that he wants his assistants' voices to be heard.
Yes.
One of those assistants is J.B. Bickerstaff, who's the head coach of the Grizzlies. Of course, last season, he's in charge of the defense. And we talked to him about, what are you going to do with that defensive system? And I want to get your take on this, Campy. I mean, the Cavs coaching staff has made no secret of this. The Cavs defense last season was not much to write home about. It needs to improve, and improve dramatically. He said, look, in terms of the system, it's simple. Just be really good at the things we do. And when asked what those things were, eliminating layups, eliminating threes, forcing teams to be a mid-range game against us. And I said, how exactly do you do that? And he said, the number one thing, be more physical on the defensive end, put more bodies on people, and don't let players run where they want to with or without the basketball.
Well, you know, all those things are tough things to do in this new age of basketball, you know, where it's hard to be as physical as you want. But based upon you have to utilize the rules and still be physical, and you can still do that, you know, by putting yourself in the right place, playing with more energy, playing with high energy, playing with this attitude that I'm not going to allow you to do what you want to do with me out there on the floor. And I think that's the kind of attitude that Coach wants this team to have, is to, we're not going to back down from anyone. We're going to play at a high level on the defensive side of the ball, but it all starts with taking away the space, not allowing your opponent to go anywhere he wants to get, and to kind of dictate out there on the floor defensively. And I think that's the mindset that this team has to have.
And it's funny how you mentioned the fundamentals, because the way the rules are going, you know, remember when everybody's learning basketball, you taught to slide with your hands up when you're playing in defense. And now it's basically, Coach Beilein was talking about after the game against San Lorenzo with Kevin Porter Jr., that they finally had tape to show him some of the things that they were trying to tell him during practice that he couldn't do, or that he's going to have to learn to do better, which is like, he got called for, I think, a couple of
three early fouls,
right away.
So
it's funny, like, it all comes down to what he's trying to instill in everybody, which is the fundamentals of the game of basketball.
I can't say it was cheap fouls. Those were fouls that has been where there's emphasis on those.
They get called in today's game, right?
They are actually concentrating on that.
Exactly.
On getting, taking that part of the defense.
Movement, right.
Exactly. And I think that's important. I think that the sooner that you understand that as an individual defender, as well as a team defender, the better defending team that this Cavalier team will be.
You guys know what the average points per game were per team last season? 111 point two, nearly five more points than the previous season, highest in 48
years. That was the 70-71 season. To give you some perspective, the Bucks won the championship that season. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the league MVP. Mm-hmm. Only a few short months later, a bright young man out of the University of Notre Dame was drafted number one overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers and Austin Carr. So it's been a long, long time since we've seen this many points in the NBA. Your points on why it's a little more difficult to defend now in the NBA are well taken. It is the 50th season of Cavalier basketball. When we come back, we're going to get some of Campy's perspective on the last, you know, half century here with this organization. Also, the new digs inside the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Basketball is back, and so are fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three. That's good. Oh, my.
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive 2 tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
Colin Sexton into the forecourt, right side to Kevin Love. Love works to the top of the three-point arc. Bounce to Osmond, who laid it up and in.
They used to work that play a lot last season. Jetty plays awfully well with Love.
Back inside the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, we're joined by our special guest. It is Campy Russell.
Ambassador of the
Yeah, I mean, it's the guest.
My title keeps changing.
They're all good.
That's my job here.
They're all good complimentary titles.
Yes, it is. I'll take it.
Here's my question. What do you think about the new digs? I mean, a sparkling new facility 2 weeks ago, the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and wow, right?
To me, is a wow. It's spectacular. It's something that anybody that comes into this building now will say the same thing. Man, wow, look at this, man. All the different neighborhoods that we have now in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, I just think it's just an ideal place to watch basketball as well as to just to visit and be a part of all the atmosphere that's going to be here. To me, I think that's the beauty of this building and the fact that there's just so much more to do within the building.
This morning, we had our friends, the executive from San Lorenzo de Almagro, having a tour of the tour house, of the field house, and it is amazing all the little things that you keep learning. You hear about how we were the second, we had the second fewest amount of common space in the NBA.
Prior to the
transformation. Okay. And now we have one of the most because just the atrium is 43,000 square footage. And when you stand there, and where we have the flex walls that I want to talk to you about, one of them and specifically. But when you stand in there, either by the Sherwin-Williams entrance or by the Cliffs entrance, and you realize that 2 years ago, that was the street.
Yeah, you were standing in the street, in the road.
Right. And now the fact, basically. I love the fact that everywhere you go, you can actually see the city. There's natural light coming in.
That Cleveland is exposed bar.
Everywhere.
Ooh, that's.
There's a room where you can actually see home plate of Progressive Field from the club floor. So it is unbelievable what they have done to this.
Everybody
place.
Says
it's new.
Everybody says how spectacular the outside is. Mm-hmm. I say well,
that's
just
the beginning.
Wait
to get inside. Right here.
Yeah. Yes, but you know, the other thing about it is, and you just touched upon it, is how now there is a great connection between this building and the rest of the city.
That's well said, yeah.
That is to me, that's the essence of this building and how it was put together. But once you get inside, it takes on a whole different view for you.
Now just call Campy if you want a tour. He'll
go around. He's always available.
Yes, I am.
It'll cost you $1,000, I mean, for his services, but well worth it. Hey, you're doing some special things with the Cavs Legends for this, the 50th season of Cavs basketball. Tell me about the Wall of Honor.
Well, to me, the Wall of Honor is something that we have been pushing for a long time. And because of the new building that we have now with all the new space, we can now go back and honor some of the guys who may not be a Jersey retired kind of guy, but they may be guys who have impacted this team or are guys that have impacted this team, whether it's on the court and off the court. So we're honoring those guys this year. And this year we're honoring what we call pretty much the first. And that goes back to when this organization was first built. Mm-hmm. The first person who made this all happen, it was about Nick Mulledy. Mm-hmm. We're honoring him this year. The next person is Bill Fitch, who was our first coach ever in Cavalier history. And then we're also honoring Wayne Emery, who was the first African-American or black to be a general manager, in particular in the NBA. And then you cannot forget about their first draft choice, which was John Johnson. He was not only our first draft choice, but he was also our first All-Star as a Cavalier. So we're honoring him. And then Hot Rod Williams, a guy who has since has passed, but a guy who was the epitome of what Cavalier basketball was about. A selfless guy, a guy that was so versatile that, to me, any team that he was going to be on was going to be a very good basketball team. And that's how I look at Hot Rod Williams. But that's just a part of the guys that we're honoring this year. But what we're trying to do is to tell the story about the Cleveland Cavaliers because a lot of people don't know the history of it. You know, and we want to tell that story, and it all starts with Nick Mulledy.
I want to start a campaign here. Last season, Jordan Clarkson broke the record for most point scores of coming off the bench.
That's true.
And broke the record of a guy that played during the years where there was no 3-point line.
That's
so
true.
I don't know if you're gonna put an asterisk in there, but but let's get a hashtag in. Put Campy in the Wall of Honor, because you should be there too. If I was in charge of the Wall of Honor, I would have put myself in.
Well, you know, all things in time.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
All things in time, you know, because to me, I think it was mainly because this is our 50th year.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly about the Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. It's mainly about, you know, for us to be who we are, we have to have a foundation.
And just
and
so
those
everybody
guys are part of the foundation of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that's why, to me, that's why we wanted to have those guys to be the first block.
And am I right by saying that the guys whose number has been retired are also in the Wall of Honor?
Yes, they are.
Because
yes,
I saw Larry Nance.
Correct.
Yep. Senor Cavalier.
Yeah.
I saw George Tate, the man you replaced on the radio. Yep. And now, right?
Yeah. So all of those, along with these other five people that we just spoke about.
Are there any for going forward, any prerequisite to be considered to be in the Wall of Honor?
Well, yes, it is. You know, like, a lot of it has to do with, you know, your character, you know, how you carry yourself, how you deal with yourself on the court as well as off the court. You know, the your performances speak for themselves for the most part. But I think we want to go a little deeper than that, because to me, this organization was built on integrity. It was built on how you function, not only on the court, but outside of the court. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we're really looking at in that area. So for the most part, most of the guys that have come through here
have represented.
Has represented us big time, and that all for one, one for all attitude as well.
And for those who aren't familiar, it was Campy who spearheaded the whole effort with the Wall of Honor. Congratulations, bravo. It's a huge part of what makes this building so special.
And it was a long time coming, which is something that we always wanted to have happen. But again, as I just said to you when you were talking about me being on the Wall of Honor, everything comes in time. And that's what happened here. Everything came in time. It came in the right time. And now we're at our 50th anniversary. And we're going to celebrate this whole year, reaching back, talking about not just the 70s, but the 80s, the 90s. We're going to talk about the gun eras. We're going to talk about the Richfield eras. So we want to bring everybody under the same thought about the history of Cavaliers, past and present.
Camp, great stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, Cavs HQ rolls on right after this.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
The Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. As so many of you know, a pillar of the Cavaliers organization is community service, and the Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community. The organization continues to make a difference in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The Cavs support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with the second half of Cavs HQ.
Dellavedova, bounce out front to Bolden, gave it right back to Deli, six on the shot clock. In low to Nance, fires out front, Clarkson three, around the rim and out, stop, back home by Nance on the putback.
And that's how you beat him. Athleticism, ball movement, Clarkson missed the open shot, there was Nance.
And we're back on Cavs HQ for the second half hour, and we are joined by the founder of Cavs.com, a regular on this show. It is Joe Gabriel. Joseph, good to see you.
Great seeing you guys. Yeah. Rafa, you look very pretty today.
He does
say.
Look
Thank
nice.
Thank you.
Really? That's a beautiful...
It wasn't planned.
Well, here's what happened. Rafa, of course, is the Spanish voice, not only of the Cavs, but of the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And you just got off the plane from San Francisco.
That is correct.
This morning, correct? Yes. What was that plane ride like?
Very quiet. I slept because I had a few meetings as soon as I landed, but it was quiet, and I kind of knew it was going to be a quiet game after the first play of the game for San Francisco. It was incredible to see how everything that was done the week before just came to a halt.
I know, and I guess Joseph. It's better to be up and down than just down all the time, right? I mean, I guess, but maybe that's part of the frustration because you know what they can do after they really put it on the Ravens the week before, and then
I think the most depressing thing about me about it for me was about me what? The but, most depressing thing was
talk about you.
Okay, I'm depressed.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm sad because I mean the Browns got punched in the mouth. The one thing I love about being like, you know, the AFC North is be tough. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, just be tough. And they just got manhandled.
Yeah, but I gotta say this though. The first play offensively for San Francisco was a textbook play, mm-hmm. 83 yards.
We were still on the touchdown. Air, right? We didn't
on
see
touch.
It. When we got off the air, I gotta tell you,
their fullback is the best fullback that I have seen in years, Juszczyk. He blocks, he catches, he runs, mm-hmm. everything.
Ohio guy.
And then Nick Bosa did that thing.
That's what I was gonna say to you too. Sometimes you get into a sporting allegiance, you know, quandary. Most of the time, it's pretty clear for sports fans what you're rooting for. It's easy, right? It's not often is it difficult to know how you feel about something. What was your take on the Bosa Mayfield?
Once you're a Brown, you're a Brown. If you went to Michigan, and you're now a Brown, you're a Cleveland Brown.
I don't care.
Yeah, you know. I don't care where.
Well, so going back, 83 yards, 7-0. Then Baker Mayfield throws two interceptions. One of them, I think, it was the turning point of the game. Down 14-3, mm-hmm. Antonio Callaway on the goal line.
For sure.
Kind of cuff off, didn't catch the ball. It was a bad pass. It wasn't a good pass. But the ball was intercepted, and then it went from the chance of being 14-10 to being 21-3.
I think
that's the one that kind of broke the camel's back in terms of the fact that San Francisco got the ball to start the second half. They score, and I gotta tell you, Garoppolo does such a good job with the play action, with the fake. They had them confused and they were blocking really, really well. So they executed almost to perfection. And I think it's a tough loss. It's hard to try to find good things on it, but that thing you gotta chalk it off and then wait for Seattle coming next week.
But there's another physical team that's going to look to run it down your throat.
That needs to win because San Francisco's in that division undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying that. Now it's like you have to prove yourself.
One of the pillars of Camp Beeline has been toughness, mm-hmm. has been fundamentals. Mm-hmm. It is a training camp that has looked a lot different than the training camps that we've seen over the last handful of seasons. Mm-hmm. You've been in there, Joseph. What's your take on what you've seen? I mean, it's a completely different look.
Well, I mean, I said this coming out of summer league. You'd follow John B. You know, the cliche, you'd run through a wall for someone. You'd run through a wall for John Beeline. And he's a leader. You follow him. You listen to him. He explains to the veterans why when he corrects them. He's great with the rookies. And then you have leaders like Tristan who are really kind of they're really just leading the charge, hustling, intensity, leadership, all that stuff. So I'm really impressed with John Beeline camp so far, really.
And for all of us that know Joe Gabriel, founder of Cavs.com and NBA.com and everything that has to do with .com, we know we call him the Wolf. And John Beilein had gotten something from his playbook because he's talking about wanting Wolf and Hunter.
Jordan Clarkson is now the Wolf.
Yeah.
Does that mean I am no longer the Wolf?
Well, you are the original Wolf.
Right. Let me back it up. Let me back it up.
Wolfie Jr. now?
Yeah. John Beilein's just. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Wolfie Jr. Right. That's Clarkson.
Yeah. Okay. Part of the offense John Beilein is instituting, it's a two guard look, but really it's a four on the outside, and it's predicated at times for the small forward to be aggressive and to hunt shots, and he's referred to that position as a wolf. And he's also said that Jordan Clarkson's going to see some time at small forward. My guess is that when you tell Jordan Clarkson, hey, look, you're going to be our wolf and we want you to hunt shots, you probably don't have to ask him twice.
When
are we going to see the wolf tattoo on Jordan Clarkson?
Well, we can get to that in the next segment.
Yeah.
But John Beilein also said last night that one of his rookies, Kevin Porter Jr., was a wolf. Mm-hmm. He kind of said, and really in the scrimmage against San Lorenzo, he looked like it.
Yeah, and you can foresee. I mean, you can foresee the kid's only 19. Yeah. He already has an NBA build.
Yeah,
and you can foresee him potentially stepping into that role. And man, it was a nice debut. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but Darius Garland and Kevin Porter, two of the first round selections.
Which I like that.
They look good.
Yeah. They'll make mistakes, but they show that they belong.
Yeah, and Larry Nance kind of brought something up last week in the media when he said. That Kevin Porter's not a good drills guy. And we've all watched practice. He's not. And there are players like that. You probably all have played with him.
Yeah.
It's true. He looks so kind of laissez-faire, just kind of moves around and drills very effortlessly. But, boy, I'll tell you, again, Larry said, when you roll the ball out there, the kid's a gamer, and he is.
What I liked about – I was in San Francisco, but I got a chance to listen to all the post-game interviews, and I liked what Clarkson said, because everybody kept asking him about what John Beilein had said a couple of days before, that you will see Jordan Clarkson at the three spot. And Jordan said, I'm on the court. You're always going to see me in the corner. You're going to see me taking shots.
Right.
One, two, three, four, I don't know. As long as I'm in, I don't care.
And boy, did he pick up right where he left off last season. Third in the NBA in bench scoring last season, comes out, nails his first three. So Jordan's hit the ground running.
Yeah.
What do you have for us in the next segment?
Over-unders? No, we're going to do how about Cavs most likely to.
Ooh, Cavs most
likely to?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. That's coming up in the next segment right here on Cavs HQ.
Monday Night Raw comes to Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Monday night, October 21st.
Time to go burn it down.
Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Baron Corbin. Becky Lynch defends the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans, plus Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
And many more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com.
This is what awaits you on the other side.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com and LiveNation.com.
Good news. Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
Kristen in between the circles directing traffic. Now he hands it off to Sexton. Sexton at the foul line. Out front to Darius Garland. Garland steps back. Long three. Good! Darius Garland knocks down a long-range bomb to make it a 30-28 Cavs lead with under 9 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Dance on the left wing. Gave it off to Deli. Deli to the free throw line. Back on the right side to Garland. Darius Garland to the line, into the lane, up and under, scooped it home. Darius Garland with a great individual effort. And it's 82-65, the Cavs by 17.
John Rafa and Joe back here on Cavs HQ. And for those familiar with the show, you know that each and every week, just about each and every week, Joe Gabriel comes at us with something new.
Whenever we have enough in the budget.
Right.
For like booking gas.
Speaking of the budget, I like this screen, but can we get something cool back here? I mean, this is really cool, but like...
I would like to see a moving picture of the field house. Because I think when you look at it live from the outside, that this shot right here moving, it's amazing, all the combinations on the last illuminated. But I would like to see like... the beach behind us.
Yeah, or like Ben-Hur, like a Ben-Hur like, would, yeah, that you would know, something like a big chariot race.
Like the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments. Yeah, with the Black Sea
like fighting
him
on the
Yeah. can we refresh that for next week?
Can we have the version of the Mad Mad World of the Ten Commandments?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know how many of these requests have been granted in the history of the show?
Zero.
No. Not okay. A1.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What do you have for us?
Cavaliers most likely to.
Okay.
We've done this in the past. But
yep. This
is very easy. Just
it's a fan favorite. It's brought back by popular demand.
Let's start out with the easy ones. Mm-hmm. Which Cavalier player, current Cavalier player, most likely to win a slam dunk contest?
Well, I mean, Junior is...
Kevin Porter Jr.
That's moving forward, right? Well, that's okay. Junior. I was talking about Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah, but I would like
that's Junior.
We know what he can do, right? And he should have won it the last time he participated.
He should have won it. He got gypped.
Yeah,
he
but did. I think Kevin Porter Jr. would be interesting to see how he does in a slam dunk.
I agree. Kevin Porter really. I mean, you watch him in practice. He can.
We were talking
he can
about
really crush.
Yeah, I mean, piggybacking on what we were talking about last segment, if you watch Kevin Porter long enough, he's going to do something that'll make your eyes pop out. You know what I mean?
Right.
He'll do something to make your hair
stand. Whereas if you watch Darius Garland in practice, he every shot he takes. I mean, not every shot, but I mean, he just is a pure shooter. He looks exactly like he's going to look. Kevin Porter Jr., he's...
You know what I like about that? And we talked about it on media day. He's so much bigger than...
Yes.
Who, Porter?
No, Garland.
Oh, in person.
In person, he's the point guard. Mm-hmm. He's listed, and now with the new rule, they changed it. Everybody who was listed at 6'7" is now 6'5", right, and everything like that. But I like the way his persona. I like the way he looks.
Here's what it is to me. I mean, when you contrast, everybody's looking forward to seeing what Darius Garland looks like alongside Colin Sexton. But when you contrast their games, there's such a stark difference.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Colin's so aggressive, and he's downhill, and he's moving north south. Garland's
laid back.
I was talking to GM Kobe Altman, and he said, you know, Darius's game, when you look at what he can do in the half court, that's where it is for him. You know what I mean? He can get his teammates into actions in the half court, whereas Colin, you know, he's storming, he's going at one speed.
Yeah.
And Garland has more of a, you know, just an easy way about him. And it likely, hopefully, is going to be a good contrast for the Cavaliers moving forward in that backcourt.
Yeah,
he likes being the facilitator, I think. He enjoys that part of his game.
Bryce Drew was his collegiate coach at Vanderbilt. And Bryce Drew played in the NBA for 5-6 seasons, said if he played in the NBA, Garland, this is when I played, he would have been one of the best passers in the game. Bryce Drew was in the NBA with Jason Kidd and the likes of point guards like that. So, I mean, that again, it's a college coach pumping up his kid coming out of Vanderbilt, but I think it speaks volumes mm-hmm. about what he can do.
And again, we all know he can shoot, and we saw it right in the first preseason game.
Right.
But also, the kid has, you know, he's got some sneaky handle. Mm-hmm. He's probably a little quicker than people think. So I'm looking forward to seeing like the whole package.
Really
you know,
nice debut.
The whole thing.
Really nice debut as well. 14 minutes, perfect from the field in the Cavs' first exhibition game on Monday. All right, Joseph, forward
Which
ahead.
Cavalier, current Cavalier, is most likely to be a head coach one day?
Mm.
Whoa.
I know my pick.
I would say Larry Nance Jr.
Great.
That's an interesting
great call.
The way that I take over last year, that new role for him to be a leader on the court, and we talked to him on media day, and he's like, he's welcoming that opportunity to expose that part of his game. Mm-hmm. I think I like
That's
the way
That's interesting.
He,
okay. Who do you have?
I'm going to go with Matthew Dellavedova.
Ah.
Because he's very much like a coach on the court right now. But that's my
pick. I hear
pick.
Al Horford I mean, doesn't want his kid to play basketball.
No. those two do not get it. Those two do not see eye to eye.
Which who do you have?
I don't know who I have. I almost want to pick maybe John Henson. I like the way Henson thinks the game, but
I don't know how he'd look in a suit, though. I mean, really, that's.
I don't know. I didn't take that into account.
That's a big thing.
I think
really, it's important. Yeah. There aren't really there aren't a lot of super tall head coaches.
I like Nance. I'm going to have to agree with you. I like Nance.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Which Cavalier, how about this one? Which non-tattooed Cavalier is most likely to get one? Dylan Windler, Dean Wade, Ante Zizic, Larry Nance Jr., or Kevin Love?
Are you sure those five guys
I don't
are
think they have any tattoos.
Have you
not
that
I've that? I have not examined them.
Oh.
But I don't think any of them
if you examine Kevin Love's social media, we know he doesn't have a tattoo.
True enough.
I'm not going to
I don't
pick
think
Kevin
Kevin's going to be getting a tattoo anytime
I'm not
soon.
Kevin off that list. Who else is on the list?
And Windler?
Dean Wade. How about Zizic? I hope he gets maybe he should just get a big one, like across his back.
If he had one, he would get like the flag of Croatia or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Chosen Croatian, right?
He still owes me the water polo hat, by the way. He should get a tattoo of a water polo hat.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with that one.
All right.
Zizic.
Okay. What's next?
Let's move down to, okay, here's in your field, which Cavalier is going to have a broadcasting career after his playing days?
That might also be John Henson. That might also be Larry Nance.
Tristan Thompson is somebody that can actually entertain.
Tristan will pull no punches.
He would throw an angle that people will enjoy because he, you know, he throws it with a flair.
He does.
Speaking of which, did you see Kendrick Perkins just got signed to a national deal?
Perk is everywhere now. When Kendrick Perkins was here, did you imagine that he would go on to a broadcasting career?
Only after you met him. I can't think of another player, maybe in any sport, where you saw him on TV and thought to yourself how that person would
we
be in real life and how different that was once you met him.
Yeah.
In any sport. Yeah. I mean, Perk scowling and angry and the way he played the game. And you meet him, you're like, this is one of the greatest people I've ever met.
We have always talked about that with John, about how guys that have come here via trade that we have thought different of the player, and then once we get to spend time with them, notice it's like a completely different being.
That's such a great point. I mean, again, I make no, I don't hide the fact that I hate the Celtics. I hate them.
Why?
And
Why
get me going. I know I have so much hate in me.
That's all right.
But I just don't like the Celtics, and I didn't like Kendrick Perkins because he seemed like such a Celtic. He kind of complained and scowled and.
He was the fifth Celtic with that group.
He
kind of won the championship,
and
the fifth starter.
I didn't like him, but the minute, like you said, the minute you meet Kendrick Perkins, you just love him.
He's
the greatest guy.
You mean to tell me you don't
angry.
Like the Larry Bird videos I send you all the time?
No, I don't like
him. Right, let's move on.
I don't like it.
He's in provoke mode. first TV show of the season.
My dog was named Chief, by the way.
Chief is the one.
I was about to say the same thing. I kind of like
Chief might be the one Celtic that I can kind of dig. You know,
he always lights up the score.
He does light up. He does light up the scoreboard.
Which
rookie of the Cavs' three rookies, and you can kind of, I guess, include Dean Wade, although he's a two-way guy, it'll be difficult.
Uh-huh.
Is most likely to be on the all-rookie first team.
I think you have to start with Garland.
I think you have to start with Garland, but let's. Think it through.
You know that Kevin Porter was chosen by his peers
as
the steal of the draft.
The steal of the draft, along with, I think, Bol Bol. It was a tie for the NBA.com surveys a bunch of first-year players right after the draft, and they asked them, you know, a number of questions, one of which was, who was the biggest steal of the draft, and Kevin Porter was right there.
But I got to tell you, Windler, we haven't had a chance to see him. And if he gets to be what we know, I know you and I always talk about when you lead a conference in points and rebounds,
three-point percentage and rebounding,
it is something.
It says something.
And I have seen him, even though he's working out through his injury, through his leg injury, he can shoot.
He can shoot it.
And if he can do that in the NBA, you know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need much room. We saw him on Summer League. He doesn't need much room or time to get his shot up. So he has a good chance as well.
So, I mean, again, it's not always the top picks. Darius Garland has a great chance, but really it's not unthinkable for any of the three. Or
if you're pinning me down, I'm taking Garland. If you're pinning me down, I'm taking Garland. We're coming up against a break, Joseph. Any more? One more?
One more. Let's see. Do we have one more? Which Cavalier player is most likely to win a staring contest?
Tristan Thompson.
Ante Zizic.
Oh yeah!
I'm speechless. I don't even know what kind of I don't even know what to say to that.
That means staring without.
Yeah, I got laughing. I understand what a staring contest is. Right?
Would you like it more? Would you like an easier one?
I take Kendrick Perkins.
Okay. Yeah.
Joseph,
Curry
thanks.
Cavalier.
Yeah, Joseph, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. The Cavaliers on Monday kicked off the preseason with a 120-89 victory over San Lorenzo. Three more to go, three tune-ups, and off we go to the regular season.
two more road games and one home game here with the Celtics to finish up the preseason. But first, the visit to Detroit.
Little Caesars Arena.
You know, with Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great season last year. It should be interesting to see. And then a very strange time on Sunday.
Yeah, against
against
we're
the Celtics.
Be going up against a certain football game that's going to be taking place. So you're going to be at the Browns game.
We're going to be doing the Browns game here at First Energy Stadium. They play at 1 against the Seahawks. No Spanish broadcast of the Celtics game. The Cavs at Celtics, but we'll be back for the Celtics game here.
Home and home against the Celtics. We wrap up next Tuesday the preseason schedule, and then that next Wednesday at Orlando.
Yes.
To take on the Magic should be fun. Again, Camp Beeline rolls along, and there's some jobs at stake and some road spots at stake over these last three preseason
games. That's what I've been telling people. Everybody thinks the preseason is not important for this team.
Yeah.
There is a lot of guys that want to get minutes. Yeah. There is a lot of guys that are looking for jobs, and there's also you know, the veterans who want to make sure that they keep the coaches comfortable.
It's been a long time since we've been excited for a preseason.
Correct.
We're excited for camp. And that, you know, camp hasn't disappointed one bit. And, you know, be three more to go in the preseason.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to find some things out. Thanks to Campy Russell. Thanks to Joe Gabriel. For Rafa, I'm John. This has been Cavs HQ.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserved seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.